This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Happy Valentine's Day, my friend. Six past the hour. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Henin with Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio Guy. We are at Dakota Medical Foundation in Fargo, North Dakota for the Giving Hearts Day celebration today on Valentine's Day. It's Giving Hearts Day 2019. I'll tell you, my friend, this is unbelievable what's going on here. This is the 12th year of this thing. Across North Dakota and western Minnesota, there's over 400 nonprofits that are benefiting because of Giving Hearts Day today. A young lady by the name of Gina Pinovich came up with this idea 12 years ago for Lend a Hand Up, and it's grown into this amazing, giving, growing, great thing that is Giving Hearts Day. GivingHeartsDay.org. If you're wherever you're hearing us right now, jump online, GivingHeartsDay.org. If your passion is kids, animals, the elderly, addiction. There's so many great, and then we're talking across North Dakota into western Minnesota, Bismarck, Minot, western North Dakota, all over that are benefiting from this. And you get to pick basically where you'd like your giving to go on Giving Hearts Day. That was Gina's idea 12 years ago, and now over $55 million raised. And we're going to be talking to some of these fine people. Joe Burgum, the governor's son, is here. He's going to stop in shortly. Bridget Ertelt is here from Hero. We'll talk to her on the program. Chief Development Officer Eric Wilkie from the Ann Carlson Center. And a little later on, Pat Trainer, who's the president of the Dakota Medical Foundation. Liz Bossert-Matheson with the Marv Bossert Foundation. They support Parkinson's research. And it's just, again, we're surrounded by greatness here. And if you want to see what's happening, it's all streaming live on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, just go to the Facebook page for this is Giving Hearts Day. It's at Giving Hearts Day. Just search that in Facebook. You'll get to the page, go down a little bit, you'll see the live feed. And I'll tell you, Todd, I don't know if you've seen this thing, but it is unbelievable the level of production that's going in here. It's awesome.
A massive amount of prep that goes into this day. I mean, it's not just throwing a website up and hoping for the best. There's a lot more to it than that. I mean, there is that, but there's a lot more.
Well, they call it the Live Wire stage. Live Wire Productions is the one that's put this on. You'd think of this was like a network thing, like a Jerry Lewis level thing, because they've got a huge digital board behind them that gives the constant update. And right now, I'll tell you, 5,365 Giving Hearts have donated nearly $3 million. It just updated again.
Oh, phenomenal!
$2.99 million. We're about to go to $3 million. And we started this at midnight, brother. I mean, think about that. It's unreal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But as I was talking to a few people yesterday on my K-Fire show, I mean, there are some people that actually wait till they stay up till midnight to be able to be, like, among the very, very first. And then they stay up until midnight tonight, you know, 11:59 or whatever, to be among the last as well. So the day is not done.
We got an email to the email box here. Kev, can you mention how much has been raised overall for Giving Hearts Day over the years and mention what year raised the most donations? Over the years, so far, over $55 million. I believe with the almost $3 million we're at now, we're probably over $56 million total so far. And the most raised was last year. It was $13.2 million. Raised through 63,635 donations. So there you go. That's the kind of the history of it. It's unbelievable when you look at the amount in our region and the amount of money raised. Think about that: 5,400 people have already given $3 million. Do the math on that. That's some very, very generous giving in there as well. But here's the thing: doesn't matter if you want to give $10 or if you want to give $10,000. This is a great way to do it, and you get to pick where it goes. You can divvy, and that's the great thing about the website. You can divvy out kind of where you want the money to go. Say you got $50 and you want to give $10 to five charities. There you go. Pick your
and
five favorites.
I mean, you can't just sign up and put your name on the list. You know, Kevin Flynn can't just put the Buy Kevin a Pizza Fund and then suddenly he shows up on the pull down there.
You know,
it doesn't work like that.
No, no, these are well-vetted, wonderful organizations. There's 447 of them that are all across the state of North Dakota and into Minnesota. They go over to about Detroit Lakes, Perham area into Minnesota, down into the Wapprec area, well out into Minot, Huron, all over the state of North Dakota, definitely for the nonprofits. So it's, like I said, whether you're, you know, you're want to take care of animals or the elderly or kids or, you know, addiction, there's so many great opportunities here. And in fact, we're going to talk to, coming up, one of them is the Ann Carlson Center, and the other one is HERO, a healthcare equipment rental recycling organization. Bridget's going to be in shortly at about 20 past the hour or so in our next segment to talk about HERO. And our friend, the lovely Crystal Lopez is here, who helps us out. She's making sure we get
as opposed to the other one?
The always lovely Crystal Lopez. Yeah, What's on Your Mind brought to you by our friends at Schweitzer's. Check out the homemade country-style sausages. They got a variety of options, including original garlic and cheddar sausages. Scott brought some of these to the open house. Oh, my. They have homemade summer sausage. You've heard it on the show before. You get a discount. Stop into the store. They're at 625 South Washington Street in Bismarck, North Dakota. You can call them at 701-751-0319. And they will update you more on that. But they proudly sell North Dakota raised beef. They have access to corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef, processed right there at their butcher shop and sold through their outlet store on South Washington in Bismarck. It's Schweitzer's, proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind. Boy, we got a lot to do here. And look at this, more treats. Boy, Todd, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to go hungry. And I'm not going to go thirsty at this thing.
It's good to know you're taking one for the team today. That's
the kitchen is just lined with. This morning they're in there making oatmeal and all sorts of stuff, and that's the great thing about the Dakota Medical Foundation. They really take care of the people that are here for the day. But I would really encourage you to log on to Facebook.com if you're on Facebook. Go to the Giving Hearts Day page and check out this stage and this setup. It is absolutely unbelievable. Just gorgeous. All right, we just got an update. We're over $3 million, brother. Just went over $3
million. Great.
5,600 giving hearts have raised $3,096,570 for these amazing charities.
Man, it is just unbelievable. Fantastic.
Red River Zoo was in here earlier, and they had a tortoise. The tortoise name is Fred. And I'm telling you, this is like a huge tortoise that they brought in. And there's other people that are going to be coming through all throughout the day. If you can't stop, we are in Fargo, right on South 42nd Street, just north of 32nd Avenue at Dakota Medical Foundation. If you can stop by. And I will tell you that if you're in the neighborhood in this part of the world, the folks at Colorado Jack Popcorn are giving away this huge basket for a $5 minimum donation. Okay? You do that. And then if you win the basket of goodies, they will give all the money raised to whatever charity you designate. So if you want to...
Nice!
Yeah, right? They got a huge fishbowl of things full of cash. So somebody wants to win, and there's some wine and some Colorado Jack popcorn. Dude, they've got a jalapeno white cheddar popcorn. Yeah, right?
Wow. How about
just
that?
Just saying. Game time. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm sorry you're having to do so much work today.
Yeah, you know, if you got to fill in, this is a candidate. Just saying.
Picked a good day. Poor Scott, he's losing out today.
Picked a good day. Yeah, Scott, by the way, is we'll be back tomorrow. He's knee deep in the swamp right now, in Washington D.C. And I'm sure. Hopefully, he didn't get any on him. But
I was gonna say, are we rinsing him before he gets on the plane?
We can hope, yeah. So he and Steve, my buddy Steve Hallstrom, are both there doing the good work of the flag, and they'll be back tomorrow filling it. But we are all about Giving Hearts Day today. So far over $3 million. The number to beat from last year, $13.2 million. We are going to go till 11:59 tonight at givingheartsday.org, impactgiveback.org. It's hashtag count me. All right, count me as a giving heart. We want to count you as well. You need to earn that hashtag. This is $10, you know, whatever you can do. And you know what? No donation is too small. So light up that website And it's super easy, too. You just get on, pick your charity, enter your info, boom, hit your card. And that gets you kind of part of the Giving Hearts Day system, too, because you want to be in. The Dakota Medical Foundation does things all year long. They want to get you updates. You can sign up for their newsletter and the info they do. And it's not just here in the Fargo-Moorhead area in this part of the state. Dakota Medical Foundation works all across the state to do great things. And what they do, what their kind of their mission is to help nonprofits do better on their fundraising, be better on their events. Maybe they have, you know, they do a music event or whatever they may do, a dinner, a fundraiser. Dakota Medical Foundation really comes in and shows them how to set up their infrastructure, do their social media stuff, and their expertise is on display here today for Giving Hearts Day at the facility. Again, Facebook, go to the Giving Hearts Day page, just type in Giving Hearts Day. Bring up the page and you'll see the live feed. And everybody on stage is in a red coat or a red with a white heart tie or coat. They've all got the red love theme going on. All right, it's Giving Hearts Day 2019. We're live at Dakota Medical Foundation. This is What's On Your Mind. We will be back shortly.
You got a charity? Let us know at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you're one of the Giving Hearts charities, we'll get a plug-in for you, too, on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here. Ah, yes, it's the week of love. The time where we dig deep into our wallets, I mean hearts, and spend countless hours coming up with the perfect, seemingly spontaneous words of love to let her know how much she means to you. Well, this time around, say I love you by making a delicious dinner, a Pizza Corner Pizza. Choose from Darling Deluxe, True Love Taco, Sentimental Supreme, or Cherished Chicken Bacon Ranch, and say I love you without saying a word. Fresh new look, same great taste, that's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What's on your mind? Live and direct from the Dakota Medical Foundation, Fargo, North Dakota, for Giving Hearts Day. GivingHeartsDay.org is the website. We go till 11:59 tonight. Started at midnight, and we're already over with almost 6,000 people, $3.2 million. That is absolutely off the hook crazy. More on that as we move along. Some great guests and from some great nonprofits all morning long here on What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, in for Scott Hennon. Scott's back tomorrow. He's off in the swamp. He's knee deep in it. Hopefully he doesn't get any on him. That's what we always like. Didn't get any on him. But that's how that goes.
Stock up on bleach over there just to be safe.
I got to tell you, Todd, right now, the governor's son, Joe Burgum, is on stage, on the Live Wire stage, dressed as a carrot. I'm not even kidding you. But he's up there as a carrot because it's very visually cool. And he's talking about the farmer's market, which he's very passionate about, which is on the list of the nonprofits. So we're going to talk to Joe. Joe's going to swing in quick. What's On Your Mind brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell is Scott Hennon's buddy, and Mike's story in itself is amazing. But he had this idea to make memory foam and make a pillow that doesn't collapse and holds your head up and your neck doesn't get sore. And I'm just going to tell you, I've had one since I came here, which is almost a year. I love this thing. My neck used to, my right side of my neck used to hurt because my head would drop. I used to have one of those pillows that had the indent in it. You know, they said that's good for the neck. Hated it. Terrible for the neck. Get the MyPillow. They've got the best mattress topper ever as well. You've heard Scott talk about it. Comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the cover. It's made in the USA. Mike has a 60-day money-back guarantee on the thing. Three-layer design. They get the foam for support, the transitional foam, and then the ultra-soft, the regulating cover. That, I mean, if you're like my wife, sometimes I think she's going to spontaneously combust. This is what keeps her from doing that. MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott and get a discount on there. Get a discount on MyPillow using the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com. Thank you for your support, Mr. Lindell. 922. We're joined now by Bridget Ertelt. Bridget is with Hero. And if you haven't heard of Hero, it's Healthcare Equipment Recycling Organization. They're one of the many great nonprofits benefiting on Giving Hearts Day. How are you, my friend? Good to see you.
A little chilly. Oh, wait,
my
gotcha.
I got to see what you're on that one. There we go.
Good morning.
A little chilly, but you are here.
I'm here, yes.
Yes. So let's talk about Hero. This is, think of medical equipment, wheelchairs, walkers, but there's so much more. And you guys kind of, now how does the recycling factor enter into that? And that provides some savings, I would imagine.
Absolutely. So Hero collects and distributes donated healthcare equipment and supplies. So individuals in the community can donate. Cleanup week is actually kind of a big time of year for us when people are looking to get rid of medical equipment that they no longer need. They bring it into Hero. We clean it up, sanitize it. We're really excited. We just got our Medco equipment washer set up, so it's kind of like a big dishwasher for equipment and such. So we got that installed, and that's going to be able to help us turn around and get more medical equipment out on the floor to more individuals quickly.
Who benefits mostly from Hero?
We've got a great waived fee program. So anybody who walks through our doors can receive anyone can shop there, but then if they qualify for our waived fee program, they can receive items for free.
Okay.
So we just want to make sure that people that are in need of medical equipment and supplies are getting what they need.
And, like, is it wheelchairs, things like that, walkers?
The inventory changes daily because they are based off of donations. We have walkers, wheelchairs, hospital beds, Hoyer lifts, wound care supplies, rehab supplies, canes, crutches, incontinence supplies, incontinence supplies, and then personal hygiene items. So we partner actually with over 108 local nonprofits and agencies in the FM area that actually help serve more individuals throughout the Midwest region.
How's the need?
The need is great, and it's growing.
Everybody
knows how high healthcare costs are. We are serving more and more individuals locally. Just last year, we served over 5,700, and that's 500 more than we served in the previous year. So those numbers keep growing. We've seen a 20% increase within each of the last 3 years, and we're saving more and we're serving more. So it's awesome, awesome stuff that we're doing over there.
Well, I mean, and kind of broad-based, I mean, environmentally speaking, that's a good thing.
Yes, yes.
You know?
In 2017, we saved 95 tons, and then this year, I think it's close to 92, or this last year, it was 92. So it kind of fluctuates a little bit, but we are saving tons, tons from local landfills and incinerators. So doing a really big part for our environment.
Giving Hearts Day is obviously a big deal for Hero. as it is for many.
It is. It is. It's actually one of our second largest fundraising events throughout the year. So we've been involved with Giving Hearts Day since its inception. So a full 12 years we've been participating. And it's a really great program that helps us supplement that waived fee program that I was talking about, where people can come in and get those items for free. So a lot of those funding dollars go directly towards that program, helping individuals right here in our community.
So when you and I get together a year from today, what do you want to see Hero happen in the next year? What's the goal with a year or long term?
We have short term goals. We have long term goals. It's just we've got goals.
Yep.
So the cool thing about Hero is it's got a great business model. What we're doing should be replicated throughout the region. It should be replicated throughout the nation and throughout the world. I mean, no one should have to go without the medical equipment and supplies that they need. They should be able to get these items for affordable prices, especially since a lot of them are ending up in the landfills.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a waste. So what we would like to see is we would like to expand our services to more of the western part of the state, more into western Minnesota. You know, we serve those areas already, but we want to have more of a physical location so it's easier for people to access those equipments and supplies. So, yeah, we just really want to expand and develop that model further and share that with more people.
Well, and I'll tell you what, if you're listening in the western part of North Dakota, you want to pick up this torch. Get a hold of Bridget and the crew at Hero.
Nudge.
Well, and yeah, I mean, you need people. You need some passion, and
absolutely,
people bring that.
Yeah.
So if this is something you think you might want to help out with the western part of the state or western Minnesota, get a hold of Bridget. How can people get a hold of you if they maybe want to make a donation or help
out? Well, today you can donate on givingheartsday.org. Otherwise, our website is www.herofargo.org or .com. Either one will get you there. You can also call our retail center, our main retail center. Our phone number is 701-212-1921. We have a great staff willing to help answer any questions if you have them.
Well, Bridget Ertel, Communications Coordinator for Hero. It's Health Care Equipment Recycling Organization. Remember that. Keep up the great work, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for stopping in.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You bet. To you as well. It's what's on your mind. Live from Dakota Medical Foundation, it's Giving Hearts Day 2019. Let's go to the board here. T-Man, this is unbelievable, dude. Since I talked to you last, we were just at 6,000 people. Now 6,369 people, we are at $3,437,606. Wow. That is just unbelievable. If you want to go and see what's happening, go on to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, go to the Giving Hearts Day page and check out the LiveWire stage and the live wire feed. It's happening on Facebook Live, and we are here live till 11. Do what you can, if you would. GivingHeartsDay.org or ImpactGiveBack.org is the website to go to. It's real simple. Go on there, pick your charity, make your donation. You're in, you're out. Easy peasy, my friend. So what's on your mind? We'll be back. Going to be chatting with Eric Wilkie from the Ann Carlson Center. Coming up.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his first interview discussing the case since his firing, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe says he ordered the obstruction of justice probe against President Trump just hours after he met with Trump. after Trump's firing of FBI Chief James Comey.
I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage. And that was something that troubled me greatly.
McCabe also claims in that CBS News interview that justice officials discussed whether President Trump could be removed from office under the 25th Amendment. A three-day teacher strike in Denver is over after the two sides speak for nearly 20 straight hours overnight to reach a deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What's on your mind? 32 past the hour. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennon with Todd Mitchell. Todd, the radio god, and Kev here. Scott's in D.C. He'll be back tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part by our friends at North Dakotans for a secure energy future. It's safe to say that folks in North Dakota know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Leading coal producer in the country, the electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and North Dakota is among seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has been a big part of that energy success story. Clean burning coal. It keeps the electricity affordable, reliable, high quality jobs, boosts the economy. More than 15,000 good paying jobs, the coal industry in North Dakota. $1 billion personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $100 million annually in taxes going into the state coffers. So learn more at a Coalition for Security and Future at the www.secureenergyfuture.org. And thank you for your sponsorship of What's on Your Mind. We have on the line, T-Man, a Chief Development Officer from the Ann Carlson Center. Eric Wilkie is joining us now. Ann Carlson Center, one of the many wonderful nonprofits benefiting here on Giving Hearts Day. Eric, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
Good, good. Where do we find you? You're out driving in this business?
I am. It's not the nicest day, but the roads aren't too bad. The wind's blowing. We're on our way to our Jamestown location where we're going to set up our call center for the day and make calls to all our support.
Talk a little bit about what the Ann Carlson, who was Ann Carlson and why does she have a center?
Yeah, well, Dr. Ann Carlson was kind of a staple in North Carolina. Not as many people know her as we'd like, but she's an individual that was born with disabilities. She was born without limbs below the elbows or below the knees. But she was a remarkable individual who did everything, and she defied the odds and was named the United States of America's Disabled Person of the Year a long time ago. And, she worked at the Ann Carlson for many years, and at some point we decided that it was important to name the center after her. She is past and gone now, but a great inspiration to all of us who work there and the children and individuals that we serve.
And you guys are all across, I know Fargo, Moorhead, but Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Botno, Jamestown, Minot, and Bismarck. Who do you work with, Eric? What's the kind of your bread and butter?
Well, we work with about everybody, primarily children, but we work with individuals from birth to adulthood. And whether that's doing early intervention and working with families in their homes, whether that's working with adults with disabilities to help them find employment or a permanent living situation. And we also work with our children at our center in Jamestown, which are some of the more medically complex children who need a place to live, to rehabilitate, to provide some therapy and also education. We are the only Apple Distinguished School in the state of North Dakota, and we really help these kids really find their voice. And, you know, a lot of our kids at the Jamestown Center, they come in on their backs. They've never walked before, and they leave upright. And so that's our goal, is just to support those individuals to have the most full life they can.
Oh, that is awesome, brother. Absolutely awesome. You know, you think about how are we doing as a region and as a country as far as making sure that accessibility and the things that the disabled need are there for them? How would you grade how we're doing regionally and nationally?
You know, there's always room for improvement. You know, we've got the beauty of our region is the, you know, support from donors. I think we've got the most generous region in the whole country, in my mind. And so I think those folks really surround organizations like Dan Carlson, and there's many other organizations supporting people with disabilities throughout the state. And so those individuals come through. You know, but, you know, a lot of the support for some of these individuals is dictated by our health care and you know how it's been. So there's always funding issues, which is why we rely so heavily on supporters. That's why Giving Hearts Day is so important. It makes up for almost 25% of our yearly efforts to support these kids, and it takes a place like Ann Carlson from a good organization for this to be great.
Yeah, that, you know, and the Ann Carlson Center, you guys have kind of positioned yourself kind of with innovation, these unique programs you're talking about. Talk about some of the creative therapies and the advanced technologies that are available to those that have those challenges today.
Yeah, that's a great question, Kevin. You know, adaptive technology has become a huge part, and we've got great organizations like great businesses like Apple, who we've partnered with on in many aspects to provide the technology to give children a voice. Tonight on one of our local news stations, we're gonna highlight an individual who has born with cerebral palsy that without the help of adaptive technology would almost be trapped. And the adaptive technology gives her a voice. She's actually a graduate of a design program and seeking out her master's, and able to communicate and interact with the outside world, and has skills inside of her and able to contribute to society because of the technology, and we're able to do that. We've also adapted technology so kids can play catch. We've got the program in Botno you mentioned does adaptive recreation, so kids can sled down a hill, and every kid in North Dakota should get to sled down a hill. And these kids get to do that because we've got the adaptive technology to be able to take them and do that. So
no
really
doubt.
Cool.
That is really cool, and you're right. No kid should not have that sled down a hill experience. Boy, I'll tell you, kid, you're doing some great work. And my cousin Sean has got cerebral palsy; he's been in a wheelchair his whole life. But the reason I brought up the technology is that for years and years Sean couldn't talk, and now Sean has I don't know what they call, but it's on his wheelchair, and he can, you know, he can move, and he can communicate now with his mom, my cousin Jill. It's her son. But it's amazing what they've been able to do. I mean, you see people like the deaf getting the hearing aids, and they're hearing, little kids hearing for the first time. Just how the disabled are more and more getting what they need to be part of society, you know, and really be functioning. And Ann Carlson Center doing great work with that. Eric Wilkie, thank you, sir, and keep up the great work, will you?
Thank you. We're doubling gifts all day. And, hey, you know, we got something I want to share with your station exclusively. 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to triple gifts for 2 hours at Ann Carlson. So get online, givingheartsday.org, and help us out today.
4 to 6, we're tripling it?
We're tripling it.
Wow. All right, I'll write that down. Three times. All right, Eric, thank you so much, brother, and great work, and God bless you, and keep up the great work.
You too. Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
You bet. That's Eric Wilkie, Chief Development Officer at the Ann Carlson Center. Ann Carlson Center has positioned itself on the cutting edge of innovation with unique programs, creative therapies, and advanced assistive technologies that provide life-changing programming to those they serve. Now, I read that, but I wanted to make sure I got that right. That is so critical. And you hear about a gal like Ann Carlson, who's now passed, but who helped, and you look at what they've done, more from their stats, they've served over 4,000 individuals in 2017 alone and exceeded those numbers in 2018. So over 4,000 helped last year. They've got programs all across the region. So if you want to find out more, just go to givingheartsday.org. You'll find out. You can read about them. The nice thing about the website is every charity is kind of broken down there. You can read about what they do, their mission, and how they do it. Do we still have Jeff on the line, Todd? Is Jeff still? Oh, Jeff's gone. Okay. Sorry, Jeff. We've been so busy with this Giving Heart stuff, it's hard to fit anybody in, but we'd love to hear from you. You want to give us a ring, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd, who's your charity? What do you most like to help out or give to when you're thinking about it?
Well, and that's the tough, loaded question because I got a zillion that are tied for number one. But Bismarck Cancer Center, we're going to be with them later today on K-Fire on the Cafe. It's a Cafe Aroma downtown on 4th and Broadway in Bismarck. So if you're around town, stop on by. But because they do some wonderful folks. I mean, imagine going through the odyssey of cancer, not only just the usual patient stuff, but, I mean, there's so much more. The families are affected in so many ways. You get families that are from, 100 or more miles away, and you get all that traveling and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so they really step up and help out families and stuff. So they're, like I said, they're just one of many. There's so many very worthy charities. Heaven's Helper Soup Cafe's done a wonderful thing with putting together a thing with a homemade from scratch soup every day, by the way. It's not just whatever the heck they can find and throw in a pot or whatever.
Nice.
But, so they do a wonderful job with that. They're off 23rd and Thayer in Bismarck, and they're one of them as well. But, 450, how many different charities are there?
And
they've all been vetted. That's the beauty of it. You know, Joe Schmo can't just go on there and go, hey, I can get my name on that list. That's not quite that simple.
No, you've got to be vetted. I mean, they're 501c3s. These are legitimate, nonprofits. I mean, Make-A-Wish North Dakota. It's on here. I want to give a shout out to the Hospice of the Red River Valley. You talked about cancer treatments. If you've ever dealt, my friend, I got a shout out to my mom. I lost my mom to cancer. So many friends. My friend Bill Bilo died of cancer, who owned Moondance Jam for years. I'm sorry, he died coronary heart disease. But before the fact, the angels, these are humans with wings. They literally have halos, are the hospice people. Hospice will come in, and they do the work that you just can't imagine when you're dealing with maybe someone that's a cancer patient that's at home, like our friend from Hero talked about when Bridget was here, talking about beds, hospital beds in the home. Hero will bring things like that in. Hospice are the people that come in and actually hands-on, take care of your loved ones, get you through the process. I literally get choked up thinking about hospice because I know what they did for my friend Ole. My buddy Ole died a few years ago, and they were just unbelievable what they do. So they're one of many. As Todd said, 447 are listed on the website for donations. There's a bunch of them for impact funds, and then there's a bunch of them that Dakota Medical Foundation, they have a lot of individual funds that people have, like Brady Oberg Legacy Foundation Fund, the Christine Butler Mullen Endowment Fund for Children. The Dakota Medical Foundation oversees all of these funds for these people who have maybe passed. They left a legacy for their family. Those funds are growing in those different funds. So, and that's a great thing, too. If you've one of these funds that Dakota Medical Foundation manages, you can go on there and pick one. Maybe you knew or know Kevin and Courtney Ritterman. Their family fund is on there. There's a ton of them. So besides the nonprofits, there's the impact funds and the Dakota Medical Foundation, different funds that they manage. So there is tons to do here. There's so much else going on today. The president is going to sign, looks like, this spending package that includes just shy of $1.4 billion for the barriers that are actually being built now. My buddy's down, you'll like this, Todd, my friend's down in McAllen, Texas. He spends winters down there. He's a musician, and I was talking to him about it, and I said, so you see the walls? He said, yeah, they're building the wall about a mile from my condo. I can see the crane. So they are building.
I got an uncle down here. I got to get in touch with them and find out what their take is on all this.
They're putting up the fence, so it's good to know. All right, we are about 16 away from the top of the hour. It's What's on Your Mind. More with the Giving Heart Day, folks, coming up next. Hang on.
Daryl, stand by. We'll get your call, too, here on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility and important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it is easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You know, Bismarck, it's supposed to be 22 below tonight. So, thankfully, I can start my Schwann GMC Sierra right on the smartphone there. Don't have to be pointing some fob at a window. And, did I mention the heated steering wheel? Spoil yourself, too. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
You did mention that, actually.
Rub it in.
I have the heated seats. I wish I did have the heated steering wheel. I'm going to check that out.
You know, it sounds like a luxury, but the second you're driving at 22 below and that steering wheel's nice and warm, you realize, okay, it's a necessity now.
There you go.
We're there.
It's What's On Your Mind. We are at 10 away from the hour, top of the hour, and it's Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. Kevin for Scott Hennen. Scott's back tomorrow. He's in D.C. doing a little swamp trip, and he'll be back tomorrow right here on What's On Your Mind. We are at givingheartsday.org. Giving Hearts Day 2019. Actually, we're at Dakota Medical Foundation in Fargo, which is just north of 32nd Avenue South on 42nd Street. And you can't miss it. If you're in the neighborhood, stop by and see this live wire stage. It is absolutely amazing. Let me give you the update. 7,518 Giving Hearts so far, $3,985,102. Is that just unbelievable, T? That just blows my mind.
That's good, man.
That's 7,500 people.
Good.
I mean, get the near $4 million. I think we should maybe start the Giving Wall Day. What do you think?
The day is still young, too, because, plenty of folks are just getting the morning coffee and just getting going and got to take care of some business stuff, and then all of a sudden you get to stuff like that. And it's going until 11:59 tonight, folks, at givingheartsday.org. So.
Gina Pinovich came up with the idea, and Gina is the director for Lend a Hand Up, which is one of the many charities, in 12 years. Let me just tell you this. 2019 is the 12th year Giving Hearts Day. More than 450 charities are taking part in it this year. I think it's right at about 450. Their Giving Hearts goal to inspire at least 50,000 Giving Hearts to support these charities today. So it's hashtag Count Me, and the Count Me is Count Me a Giving Heart. That's the hashtag for it. In 2018, this is amazing, more than 28,000 donors, Giving Hearts, gave nearly 65,000 gifts to more than 400 charities, totaling $13.2 million. That was last year, okay? Now we're in since 2008, the total over $55 million in 12 years. Think about that. That is astonishing. When you think about how tight money is, how hard it is, as much, and people may do their own deal, they may participate or help out with their abilities, maybe not their money, but when it comes to this day, and we're not talking about anything year round, this is just on this day, Valentine's Day, over 12 years, over $55 million. It's one of the longest running 24-hour giving events, the Dakota Medical Foundation, along with the Impact Foundation and the Alex Stern Family Foundation. They host this thing, and you can hear the cheers. Just went over 4 million. Just went over 4 million. Crazy. 7,613 Giving Hearts, $4,017,000 so far. If you go on Facebook, simple to see it, you go to the Giving Hearts Day page on Facebook, there's a live stream. It's been going since midnight. This started, and we're talking $4 million since midnight. That is just off the hook. So you watch the feed here, and I'm watching it now. It's funny. I'm watching it on my little tablet thing here, and then I'm watching it out the door in front of me on this stage. And I walked in here. I was thinking, okay, they're doing a radiothon kind of thing. You walk in and you see this stage, and the production that's going into this, and you would think you have walked into a network television Jerry Lewis kind of a vibe. It's unbelievable. So if you can, stop down and see us. We'll be here till 11, of course, with What's On Your Mind. After 11, or after the top of the hour here, we've got a couple of more guests. Speaking of the DMF, we're going to talk to Pat Trainer. Pat is the president of the Dakota Medical Foundation, and Liz Bossert Matheson. If you're from the Fargo-Moorhead area, eastern part of the state, probably remember who Marv Bossert was. Marv was an institution on the television news. He was an anchor man for decades here in Fargo-Moorhead. And the Marv Bossert Foundation, they support Parkinson's research and assistance. So those with Parkinson's. And Liz Bossert Matheson will talk about that after top of the hour here. So I don't think I'm missing anything, Todd. Am I missing anything?
Daryl from Marwitz, is it? Daryl, where are you from?
Yeah, from Norwich.
Oh, Daryl, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just making a contribution to Ann Carlson, and I heard something that they're going to triple it. What time was that? I already had my credit card stuff filled in, and I'm going to wait until what time that was.
Good call there. Yeah, between 4 and 6, Eric said, tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll wait and run it through then.
Yeah, between 4 and 6, they're gonna do the triple up. So yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you. Great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. That is great.
Thank you, brother. You bet. Yeah, between 4 and 6, they're gonna triple it. So and the DMF, you know, everything. The reason this is so much money is the Dakota Medical Foundation is matching. So that's why this is such a big deal. It's not just if you give $10, your 10 is 20. If you give 100, your 100 is 2. So they're matching. And that's the great thing about the Dakota Medical Foundation. So
you did that math on your own, huh?
All right. I was told there'd be no math. But here I am.
We don't need no stinking math.
Look at me. Look at me go with the math. So it's getting matched. Go to givingheartsday.org, impactgiveback.org. Look at the charities. Read about them a little bit. Pick the ones you really want to help out. And give what you can and help all you can. For Giving Hearts Day, it's What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
It's time to talk wellness with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You say every day made better. How does that connect to wellness?
What we do is provide true relaxation, whether it's in a hot tub or a sauna, and it brings your body back to its ideal state. If you understand the number one cause of illness on the planet is physical stress, that's your autonomic nervous system being out of whack. Well, true relaxation is the ability to bring that back down to its ideal state, and nothing can do it better than hot water or the heat of a sauna.
Hot tubs, saunas, billiards, games, swim spas, pools, patio, they've got it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Some great financing options, too, right?
That's right. A couple great options. One, 60 months, no interest with payments. And then 1 year, no interest, no payments. And this time of year, following the holidays, a lot of customers like that option.
The owners of Hot Spring Spas love them. You will, too. See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, in Devil's Lake, and Minot, too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.